202. Priče o pesmama. Priče o pesmama.
Već kada je objavljen njegov debitantski singl The A-Team, za engleskog kant-autora Eda Sheerana počeo je put ka zvezdama i svetskoj slavi. Postao je izuzetno tražen izvođač i nastupao je skoro svake večeri. Zbog prevelike zauzetosti ostao je u vezi 3,5 godine. Iako je bio slomljen, nije želeo da se odrekne karijere o kojoj godinama sanjao. Sve ono što je osjećao posle raskida našlo je mesto u ljubavnoj pesmi Wake Me Up, koju je posvetio bivšoj devojci. Uspeh koji je postigao debut singlom, Sheeran je želeo što bolje da iskoristi, pa je otišao u Los Angeles rekavši da želi da pobegne iz parohijskih okvira britanske scene. Tamo je slučajno upoznao glumca i pevača Jamie'a Foxa, koji je bio impresioniran Edovom muzikom. Pozvao ga je ne samo u radio emisiju koju je vodio, već i u svoju kuću. Dok se opuštao pored Foxovog bazena, Ed Sheeran je, razmišljajući o svojoj bivšoj ljubavi, napisao pesmu Wake Me Up.
I should ink my skin with your name. Take my passport out again and just replace it. See, I could do without a tan on my left hand where my fourth finger meets my knuckle. And I should run you a hot bath and fill it up with bubbles. Cause maybe you're lovable, and maybe you're my snowflake, and your eyes turn from green to grey in the winter. I'll hold you in a cold place, and you should never cut your hair, cause I love the way you flick it off your shoulder. And you'll never know just how beautiful you are to me. But maybe I'm just in love when you wake me up. And would you ever feel guilty if you did the same to me? Could you make me a cup of tea to open my eyes in the right way? And I know you love Shrek because we've watched it 12 times. But maybe you're hoping for a fairy tale too. And if your DVD breaks today, you should have got a VCR, because I've never owned a Blu-ray, true say. And now I've always been shit at computer games, and your brother always beats me. And if I lost, I'd go across and chuck all the controllers at the TV. And then you'd laugh at me and be asking me if I'm gonna be home next week. And then you'd lie with me till I fall asleep and flutter eyelash on my cheek between the sheets. And you'll never know just how beautiful you are to me. But maybe I'm just in love when you wake me up. And I think you hate the smell of smoke. You always try to get me to stop. You drink as much as me, and I get drunk a lot. So we'll take it to the beach and walk along the sand, and I'll make you a heart pendant with a pebble held in my hand. And I'll carve it like a necklace so the heart falls where your chest is. And now a piece of me is a piece of the beach, and it falls just where it needs to be and rests peacefully. So you just need to breathe to feel my heart against yours now. Against yours now. Cause maybe I'm just in love when you wake me up. Or maybe I'm just in love when you wake me up. Oh, oh. Maybe I fell in love when you woke me up.
I was born in a city where the winter
tonight's don't ever sleep. So this life's always with me. The ice inside my veins will never bleed. Love.
Smile with the bricks then shine. But you are that kind. When you are mine, 202.
Choking on the splinters.
So
priče o pesmama.
Pesma Mama grupe Genesis jedna je od onih koje su utemeljene na književnom delu. Napisao je Phil Collins, inspirisan memoarima britanskog glumca Davida Nivena pod nazivom The Moon's a Balloon. U njegovoj knjizi tinejdžer koji je tek završio školu za kadete slučajno upoznaje mnogo stariju prostitutku sa kojom se ludo zabavlja i zaljubljuje se u nju. Iako misli da je poseban, ona mu ne uzvraća naklonost jer nije u stanju da ode dalje od onoga što su već doživeli. Collins je ispričao da su članovi benda dok su radili na pesmi zamišljali kubanske javne kuće. Nisu razmišljali o njoj kao posebno kvalitetnoj i bili su veoma iznenađeni kada je postigla uspeh. Kada su je prvi put predstavili svom menadžeru, on je kao i mnogi kasnije pomislio da govori o prekidu trudnoće. Tek posle dodatnih objašnjenja, shvatio je da se priča odnosi na mladića koji je opsednut prostitutkom i insistira da je zove mama, po čemu je pesma grupe Genesis i dobila naslov.
I can't see, change your mama, but I...
judges can break. So say you help me, mama, 'cause it's getting so hard. Oh, now I can keep you, mama, but I know you're always there. You listen, you teach me, mama, and I know inside you care. So get down, down here beside me. Oh, you ain't going nowhere. No, I won't hurt you, mama, but it's getting.
Want to make me cry? she should tell you that she wants me back. Tell her no, I gotta go.
Beograd 202. Yeah.
rocked in the park. Hey, Andy, are you goofing on Elvis?
Hey, baby, are you having fun?
If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing up their sleeve, nothing is cool. Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the
priče o pesmama.
Numerat u Washington obrada je tradicionalne narodne pesme za koju je američki muzičar John Mellencamp napisao novi tekst. U njemu je sugerisao da je predsjednik Bush ratni huškač motivisan profitom od nafte. Time je izazvao brojne kontroverze u javnosti, a mnogi su ono što je napisao nazvali grubom političkom pesmom. John je zbog svojih stavova morao da podnosi razna zlostavljanja u rodnoj Indijani. Ljudi koji su prolazili pored njegove kuće gađali su ga raznim predmetima, vikali pogrdne reči i vređali njegovu ženu kad god bi izašla na ulicu. Za svoju decu morao je da unajmi obezbeđenje jer je strahovao da bi neko mogao da im naudi. Jednom prilikom dok je vozio svoje dečake, na radiju se čula sporna pesma. Slušalac koji se uključio u program rekao je: "Ne znam koga najviše mrzim, tog Mellencampa ili Sadama Huseina." Iako je njegova porodica dosta trpela, John Mellencamp se nikada nije odrekao onoga što je napisao u pesmi To Washington.
There was protest on both sides and it was vicious. You know, think back on it.
But there was, you know, there wasn't even any conversation on which side you were on.
Yeah.
I mean, it did not exist. There was no doubt in anybody's mind our age.
Yeah, you refer again.
What was the peace movement's feeling about the servicemen in the troops?
During Vietnam?
Uh-huh.
It was anti-serviceman too.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Washington. plane from coast to coast to Washington.
Changes from state to state. Don't forget to take your meds if you're out working late to see your face. You're left without a trace. We'll be right back.
something that I didn't need. Cause they didn't offer classes in what I wanna be. They didn't offer manhood responsibility. Have to learn it the hard way, earn my degree in the streets. Graduated from Hard Knocks. I got my education in Hard Knocks. Getting in and out of situation, Hard Knocks. Got the bumps and the bruises to prove it, Hard Knocks. Can bust to the ceiling without feeling the burn. And I ain't got nothing that I didn't earn. Chasing that dollar, still hitting the books. Standing down in Stephen, I learned to tell the hooks. Talking about those Hard Knocks. Got the bumps and the bruises to prove it, Hard Knocks. Got the right and the reason to choose it, Hard Knocks. Out on the street, Hard Knocks. Had a real good teacher, never missed a laugh. Didn't teach the chemistry, but he taught me how to fight. Didn't teach biology, but I learned it from the birds and bees. Said stay close to your friends, closer to your enemies. That's right. Right. Oh, yeah. I graduated from Hard Knocks. I got my education Hard Knocks. Getting in and out of situations Hard Knocks. Got the bumps and the bruises to prove it, Hard Knocks. Oh no, yeah.
Beograd 202.
Me llaman el desaparecido, cuando llega ya se ha ido. Volando vengo, volando voy, deprisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido. Cuando me buscan nunca estoy, cuando me encuentran yo no soy el que está enfrente, porque ya me fui corriendo más allá. Me dicen el desaparecido, fantasma que nunca está. Me dicen el desagradecido, pero esa no es la verdad. Yo llevo en el cuerpo un dolor que no me deja respirar. Llevo en el cuerpo una condena que siempre me echa a caminar. Me dicen el desaparecido, que cuando llega ya se ha ido. Volando vengo, volando voy, deprisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido. Me dicen el desaparecido, fantasma que nunca está. Me dicen el desagradecido, pero esa no es la verdad. Yo llevo en el cuerpo un motor que nunca deja de rolar. Llevo en el alma un camino destinado a nunca llegar. Cuando me buscan nunca estoy, cuando me encuentran yo no soy el que está enfrente, porque ya me fui corriendo más allá. Me dicen el desaparecido, cuando llega ya se ha ido. Volando vengo, volando voy, deprisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido. Perdido en el siglo, perdido en el siglo XX.
¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo
rumbo al 21?
¿Cuándo llegaré?
Me llaman el desaparecido.
¿Cuándo llegaré?
Perdido en el siglo.
¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré?
Me llaman el desaparecido. Me dicen el desaparecido, fantasma que nunca está. Me dicen el desagradecido, esa no es la verdad. Yo llevo en el cuerpo un motor que nunca deja de rolar. Llevo en el alma un camino destinado al nunca llega. Me llaman el desaparecido, que cuando llega ya se ha ido. Volando vengo, volando voy. Deprisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido.
¿Cuándo llegaré? 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 ¿Cuándo llegaré?
Priče o pesmama.
Kada je band Smash Mouth posle velikog truda konačno uspeo da potpiše ugovor za snimanje albuma, njihov gitarista Greg Kemp je već godinu dana bio srećno oženjen. Kada je i u poslu ostvario ono čemu je sanjao, verovao je da je ispunio sve uslove za lagodan i lep život. Krenula su snimanja, nastupi i duga odsustvovanja od kuće, pa je Greg ubrzo otkrio da vodi sasvim drugačiji život od onoga koji je zamišljao. Mnogo vremena je provodio u studiju, često je putovao na koncerte i davao intervjue. Bio je potpuno posvećen karijeri, pa je radio čak i kada je bio kod kuće. Za to vreme njegova supruga je ostajala sama i nosila teret novog načina života. Kemp je bio svestan situacije u kojoj se ona našla, ali i činjenice da trenutke uspona u karijeri treba da iskoristi na pravi način. U znak izvinjenja i priznanja ženi koja je imala razumevanje za ono čime je od uvek želeo da se bavi, Greg Kemp je napisao pesmu Waste, u kojoj ga slušamo sa grupom Smash Mouth.
I'm looking at my watch, at all the time that's been stolen, when I was carrying you. I've chipped and I've fallen. I don't want no one to age. Oh, to be drunk and forgetful. To get out of this unscathed. Oh, to be free and inhuman. Some may say I love to play when the chance is there to take. I'm mopping up the floor for messy recipes of romance. I'm packing up the parts
done it all. You've broken every code, appalled the rebel to the floor. Nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile.
You want, just run out.